I do have an addition in our division to the agenda. We need to have a organizational meeting right now before we start our voting. So we're going to do that first. Does anybody else have any additions or deletions?
No, Michelle.
Okay. So first we have to vote again the chairman, the treasurer, and the secretary. Do I hear any recommendations for treasurer?
Hey, Michael. We recommend Michael.
I'll send that.
There you go, now. There you go. There is no time to think around it.
All in favor?
Aye.
For our secretary?
I think Amanda.
Amanda?
Recommend Amanda.
All in favor?
Aye.
Recommendations for our chairman?
Michelle.
I second.
Third it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
What, we are really, we are just.
Thank you all very much for stepping back up.
I definitely wrote mine as security.
Was our last meeting on the 6th?
Yes, 3-6.
Yes.
Okay. So do we have any comments or changes to that, those minutes?
I did find a typo and I updated it. On line 11 under adjournment, I had that Michael made the motion, but Michael wasn't here. So I fixed it and it's Annie.
So we'll go on to the treasurer's report, and Mike sent that to me so I can follow along.
Yep, we're printing it as we speak here. I sent it to Gina pretty late. Watched on online. Yeah, that's fine. Let me hear. Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh, I get the time.
Okay. So this report will cover the period July 1st of 2024 to June, actually to March 31st, 25, so the first 9 months of this fiscal year, which will end in June of 25. If you look at column B, which is the actual income we've received and expenses we've incurred, you can see on the income side that we have gotten $450 of donations. Fundraising is 1,240. The unrestricted grant 600 was from Stewart earlier in the fiscal year. So we have about 2,335 in income. Now that does not include what you've been collecting, Gina, for the kayak raffle and anything else that's been going. Is that being put into petty cash?
Well, the kayak raffle is for the Audubon Society.
Oh, it's for the Audubon
yeah.
Society.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
okay.
We wanted tickets so that we could win it from Libraries of Lakes.
Oh, okay. My bad. Okay. I thought somebody was donating it.
No.
Oh, okay. 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 So scratch that. So we are a little down on income, I think, versus where we were last year. But of course, last year we had the bequest from Ethel and Ethel Miles, and We and obviously that so we were much higher number for that last year. On the expense side, expenses are running higher than last year, but I'll get to that in a second. We've had Gina's had a number of programs this year that she's been doing. We were about a little under 3,000 on the programs. Books. I know we've been active in kind of restocking and that type of thing. But we're actually at 1,700. There's plenty of room left in the next 3 months if you need to, as you continue. So we're doing pretty well in that category. Supplies are well over budget, but the issue there in supplies is we've had a bunch of one-time kind of non-recurring items. We had I think it was $550 that we spent on various Christmas decorations. I think we bought some new wreaths and garland and so forth. So that's something that's not going to reoccur probably next year. So that's sort of a one-time kind of thing. So that's something to keep in mind as we look at some of these expenses. Postage is running actually below where it's been, although that 288, we just incurred another 100 on the most recent credit card, which has not been paid yet, which will show up next month. So you're really at about 388 rather than 288, but still you're well within about we've been spending about $500-$600 a year on postage, and this is pretty much I think you got to come right in on that this year again. So we have a little bit this year. We in technology maintenance equipment, there was a chair, there was a label printer, and so forth. So again, things that we're probably not going to see, next year. I'll skip down to facility. That's another one where that $484 is pretty much one non-recurring cost. All the camera related expenses are in there. So you got the cameras, the solar, which I guess is sort of recharging, whatever. Yeah. And then there's the $100 annual fee, which is for the plan when you put the cameras in place. And that will be recurring, obviously, each year. But other than that, the initial costs obviously have been spent. So we've incurred $6,965. When I added up all the kind of the one-time items, they're about $1,000 roughly. So in reality, if this were a quote normal year, we'd probably be more like $5,900 in expenses and pretty much right where we thought we about 7,000 to 250 is what the budget was. So we're in pretty good shape there. And then the final thing is grants on line 18. You'll notice that we now have $3,954 in the income line. And that was the check we received about a month or two ago from the Lake St. Catherine Association. That was reimbursement for all the expenses that we incurred for the Triple L program. And just want to say thank you to Gina for doing that and keeping all that on top of it, tracking and everything. And so that closes that out essentially. So that's a nice. A nice thing to have here. It's again, the expenses on line 19, that 2,166, that was for Triple L, but we also incurred another like 1,700-1,800 the previous fiscal year, and that's why it's a timing mismatch. But essentially, what we spent, we got in that check. So thanks again for that. So at the bottom of the page, you see that we started the year with $20,024 beginning balance in the library fund. And because we are at a net 2,842 negative, meaning expenses over income, the library fund is now 17,182, which is still, in very good shape and historically well above where that 10,000 sort of comfort level that we've been running. So I think we're in pretty good shape for this year. So I think Gina, whatever you're doing for the next 3 months and so. I think the only other thing I would say is with the economy the way it is and the uncertainty out there right now, there is some some folks who are thinking, we could potentially be heading into some rough economic times in the next few months, perhaps. If that's the case, then we could see a reduction in donations and fundraising, for next fiscal year. Something to keep in the back of our minds as we think about, not the next 3 months, but from July 1st, we want to plan for next year. So, but who knows? Every day is different. So, it looks cloudy one day and then it looks bright the next day. So we'll see. But just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah,
something to keep on.
That's all I have. So I don't know if anyone has any questions. I'm
No.
No.
Okay. Any questions for Mike?
I just would like to say that it's very understandable, which it is a relief.
Oh, good. Thank you. Appreciate
That the leaves live all together really just makes it easy to see exactly where we are.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. That's great feedback. Thanks.
Yeah.
Now we can go on to the librarian's report.
Okay, can you hear me, Michelle?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in the next week or so, my daughter and I will be spring cleaning the library. If anyone knows of someone who would be willing to come help us with the windows, interior and exterior, that would be great. Also, as part of our Route 30 beautification initiative a couple years back, when we planted out here, that was also in the budget to put out a flower box on the railing out here to have it cascade down. I would really like to do that finally. We had about $600 left from that money at that point, which would have been more than enough to do that. So, I don't know whether I should ask Edgar Cory to build us one or if I should just go find one. Anybody have any thoughts?
I would ask Edgar.
Okay.
Well, we certainly know there'll be quality if we ask
Right,
right.
to do it.
right. And I had mentioned this away like a couple years ago about window boxes on each window. And because we're not registered, we're not on the historic register, that should not be an issue so long as aesthetically they look like they belong. But I'd like to address that again at some point with everybody and just see what you think because it could be beautiful, it could add color. Every season of the year, they can be filled with things that are appropriate and beautifying. So if we could just maybe. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that at some point.
Okay.
The Vermont Granite Museum is offering library memberships for only $50 a year. I'm not sure if this is the same as the Flight Valley Museum or if this is a different.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think it is the same.
In
Because Slate Valley's,
Granville.
the one that's
Yeah.
inside the library, is free.
At any rate, I will find out precisely where this is, but for just $50 a year, our patrons can enjoy free entrance. They would just come and pick up a pass like they do for the state.
It's in Barrie.
Oh, it's in Barrie?
Is it Barrie?
Oh.
Really?
I wouldn't be surprised if it was up in Barrie. Barrie's a
Yeah,
grand capital of Vermont.
that's true.
I wonder if they have satellite locations or if that's just it. I'll look into that. So, Tuesday of next week is a big day.
Sorry,
We're going to have 28 kindergartners walking over from the school, and I will have treats for them and cozy nuts. And thanks to Annie, she's going to be reading to the
Wow. I haven't done that in years, but I
kids.
used to do
And we have a book over there, The Song of the Chipmunk. And because Nan is a chipmunk, I thought
Oh.
I might have Nan here while you read about chipmunks or something like that. You know, we can talk
Oh,
about
the
it.
kids would love
Yeah, but I thought, yeah.
that. Where are they come?
Are they all kindergartners?
Yes.
Where are they coming from? Because
Yeah.
there's only six kindergartners at Wells.
I don't have the teacher's name.
Okay.
It says there's 28 of them. She's bringing 28 kids. She called them kindergartners, so.
That's what I was wondering too.
There's six kids in kindergarten at Wells.
Okay.
Even then, it's not 28. It would only be about 12.
Possible.
Name there. Okay. Sierra Bush.
Yeah, she has six kids in her class, so she's not bringing just her class.
Oh, well,
Yes,
that's good to know. I better check
that's
with
a
you. You
horse. Might want to just
partner.
clarify and also ask how many adults are coming because just for space,
Right.
28 kids is a lot, but if there's four paras, that's an additional five adults. So,
Okay.
not that I don't think you should. I think it's fabulous. I hope
Yeah.
my kid is one of those kids, but it's a lot.
She kind of need to know if you're talking 5-year-old or if you're talking 9-year-old. You
Well,
know that
I
like
assumed she said 28
if she said
kindergartners,
kindergarten,
yeah,
so
I
I'm not
thought.
right. So that's five or six.
Yeah.
But you know, if she, just a book, it might not be
Right.
a 9-year-old might not sign that
I don't
as.
know.
Yeah, she
There's
didn't want to
definitely not
clarify.
28
Yeah.
kindergartners.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah. That's going to be a really great program. My thought, I wonder if it would be how we would do something for maybe fifth and sixth grade. Only because if they got a good feeling for the library at fifth and sixth grade, maybe they'd come in as teens.
Maybe it's just a conversation that Gina has with Sierra after the fact, just to say, tell your coworkers.
Yeah,
We
have
could
the
adapt
meetings
this
open,
program
right?
to fit any age.
And
Yes.
I would love to get more teens in there because I have quite a good selection of books, especially for them. So, okay. Ruth Frost is a very appreciated volunteer and a patron. And her birthday's coming up, and I was approached by one of her friends about perhaps planning a surprise celebration for her. And because everybody is local, they thought we could use the library to plan from, but also to hold the little celebration. I just wanted to run that by everybody to see if everyone's comfortable with that. I think, you know, because she's a volunteer and patron, it seems like it's appropriate to me, but I wanted your thoughts.
Are her friends going to be doing the party and just want to have it here? Or are we supposed to also be doing something towards the celebration or what?
Well, I thought, you know, we would just thank her for everything, and
Right.
because you're such a valued patron and
Right. But I was
volunteer.
just wondering if they had plans of how,
You mean the cost of, like, let's say,
well,
food and
just what
drink
they're,
kind of
yeah, if
thing?
they're going to
Yeah.
have
Oh,
a
no,
cake or
yeah,
whatnot.
they, well, we haven't even begun to plan
Oh, okay.
because I wanted to get everybody's
Okay.
okay. But I would assume that, yes, we will plan for a cake and everybody will pitch in, and that there won't be any expense to the library. It's just the space, really.
Don't think there's any objections to doing something like that. Is there, Michelle?
I have no objections. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I appreciate that it's not going to be a monetary thing
Right.
on the library, but
Right.
I mean, you know, it's great. She And
loves
she
it
clearly
here.
is very well known.
Oh, yes. And it's such a beautiful spot. Sure.
And I'm guessing that the date of Sunday would be after all church services are over.
Yeah.
Be after what?
After all the other church services are over, so that we don't have a
Like my
parking
all the
mess.
right. Yeah, I'm sure they're thinking afternoon.
Early afternoon. Yeah, just say maybe afternoon, anytime afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
Great,
great.
great.
Oh, I'm very excited about this. I've got some
Oh.
great puppets. And they're not the goofy like sock puppets. They're beautiful puppets. And I am very excited. We have a raccoon, a skunk, a porcupine. They're all listed here, and of course a little man, a little chipmunk. But I just think it would be great to have a series of puppet shows over the summer for the kids, for families basically. And I have recruited two for voices, Mary Beth and Annie. I would love to have a male voice or two, no pressure, Mike. But I would love your thoughts, your ideas. I've never put together a puppet show before. We would need some kind of a script that would be loosely followed. But also, the length of the program, what else it could entail, that sort of thing. But when I first brought Nan into the library with the costume, we did a lot of Nan and Her Forest Friends type programming, and I want to start rolling that back through again. I just think that'd be super cute.
Kids love.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a couple show in years.
I think it's great, and I think that will be a long-term thing,
Yes.
every summer.
Absolutely. Or even over the holidays, we could put little Santa hats on their heads and would be cute. In terms of another fundraiser before the end of the fiscal year, we don't have a lot of books left for a giant book sale. But what
We
we
have five
do,
books over at the church for you of books, the five boxes of books.
What we do have, I thought we could augment that with a participant tag sale where the folks agree that the proceeds go to the library. They could sell anything they want. If somebody wants to come sell their jewelry, perhaps there would be some who would not want to give 100% to the library for their wares, things that they've made. But we could work on that aspect of it. But in terms of, spring cleaning out your garage or your basement. I know I have golf clubs and various other things that are just lying down there. But I thought that might be a good way, in conjunction with June being Strawberry Month, we could make it like a strawberry, not a strawberry festival, but a strawberries on the green tag sale and serve strawberry-linked desserts like shortcake.
Are you thinking on a Saturday for these children?
Yep.
Okay. I
Well,
know.
you might want to touch base with Middletown and find out when they're having their strawberry festival.
Right, which is
Okay.
usually on a Sunday, I think.
There is a Sunday.
It's usually around Father's Day,
Oh.
ish, and then also the lake. One of the lake. It's the milk. They're having the milfoil
Oh,
festival
that's
again.
in June.
That's in June,
Yeah, and I'll be there.
okay, all right. So that's like maybe the 22nd or something in
Yeah,
June.
I've got
So
a
I'm just
calendar.
trying to keep away. So
Yeah.
I guess this would be more earlier June, perhaps.
Yep.
Okay, just I just so you're not
Yeah.
having
Exactly.
competing, who's
Well,
there.
I'll be in the Lake St. Catherine Conservation Fund.
Okay, yeah,
So,
because they were asking for crafters and stuff and people.
yes,
Yeah.
yes.
It's too bad. Forget I said that part. Think about June 7th as a date. It's townwide yard sale in Poultney.
Oh,
So I don't know if that would be a good that
that'd be a
like
great day because people are out looking for out.
thank you. That's perfect. Will the strawberries be up and good by then?
I have another question. It might be kind of early.
What's first, strawberries or blueberries?
Strawberries.
Strawberries, right?
Strawberries are in June.
Yeah,
Yeah.
strawberries before.
Well, either way, we can make it work. So, but if, I mean, do you think that's a viable way to bring in the extra cash? I mean, of course, baked goods and everything else
So
too.
people would come, they like bring their own table and
This is
set
good.
things
Yeah,
just have a whole big
outside.
green set up and just, people meander through like a big flea market type of thing. But have anything and everything imaginable.
And we're not charging for the table space or anything. No, which is that's great because a lot of places charge you at least $25 to put up the
Yeah,
table.
no
But bring your
charge.
own table and
Yeah.
chairs and bring your stuff with the hopes that all the profits are coming to the library.
Right, right.
I would just be, though, how do we know they're going to bring tables and not just bring a whole bunch of junk? I guess.
Well,
I mean,
I would have them register on our website,
okay.
tell us who they are, what they're contributing, how they want to display it, and we would make it appropriate.
Okay. That's good. Because, like, honestly, you drive through Pulte during those yard sales or whatever, and some people just like dump a whole bunch of, and it just looks not great. So, I'm agreeing there if they did that, just like a big bag and they're tossing them in the ground and stuff, it's like, yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
And it's good that you brought that to my attention, so I'll make sure that that doesn't happen.
No, you're obviously already thinking through that, which is good, but I just
Well, I hadn't really thought about something, though, that might be large and they only want to bring it and they're hoping it goes, but it doesn't
if it
go,
doesn't,
yeah.
then I've got
You've got to bring it back with you. You can't leave
Yeah,
like
that's the
a
other thing. Yeah.
bicycle,
Right.
a broken tape, a half.
Or toxic stuff or
You
something.
bring it and then if it doesn't sell,
They
they have to take it
right, they
away.
have to take it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. As
Okay.
long as that's clear, because I
Right.
can see people.
Yeah,
Yeah.
they'll bring anything. I mean, that's the problem sometimes.
Well, let's think on it a little bit. We can tweak it to make sure that what we get is what we really
Yeah.
would want.
Sounds good.
Okay, well, let
Okay.
us know when you have a definite date. Okay,
Okay.
okay.
Yeah, well, I love
You
the
like
June
June
7th.
7th? Okay,
I think
okay.
that's
But the
perfect.
sooner there's a date in your head, the better. Okay.
June
Great.
7th.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, our 80th anniversary was last October. And all these bags that you see up there are gifts that were to be giveaways. I have other things that were meant for that day. We had to cancel due to public safety concerns. I had really hoped to put together a May Day event that would incorporate our 80th celebration, but I just don't know if I can pull it together as everything else going on. And I'm wondering what you think of a summer solstice celebration, where we incorporate our 80s, or should I just wait till October again for Annie Day?
I think we've got a lot going on, and that's what.
Yeah. You think maybe just wait until
Maybe just waiting until the October.
80 plus one.
80 plus one. That's right.
Yeah, because we've got several things going on.
And speaking of things going on, we had talked about a polar plunge or a vernal plunge. I wasn't able to pull that together with the local emergency responders, and I wanted to meet with Todd Fenton from the fire department. That didn't happen. So rather than try to push something, I just decided, we could
More
wait for
planning,
next
different.
year.
Right,
okay.
okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep my bathing suit handy. Okay.
Okay. I was wondering if, and now I know Annie had been taking good care of the water container. It's so heavy.
They're heavy. That's my
They're
problem.
heavy.
Yeah, they're
And
heavy.
I'm wondering, would anyone like to take over the responsibility of making sure that we get our water container filled
Is
up?
that the big?
Yeah, it's the big
Did
thing.
you switch it over? Do you take it to the Price Chopper? How do you?
You take the old one, they give you like a small deposit, I think, and then you just grab a new one.
Okay.
They don't refill it, but when it sits there for that long, it gets green,
Yeah.
gross in the bottom.
Oh,
And
yeah.
sometimes they'll sit there. I mean, it might be 2 months
Yeah.
before we drink all that water, and a little, I'm not sure we want to just turn it out every month and just get
Does
on a
Price Chopper
schedule.
only offer 5 gallons? Can you buy the 3 gallon ones?
They offer smaller jugs.
How did I change? We have one like that at home, but we just buy. It's like $6 and it's gone up, but it's like $6.29, and it's a And when it's done, we just recycle it and get a new one. We don't.
Well, that's basically.
Is that this? But there's no deposit involved. In
oh, I guess I was assuming. I haven't done it.
Oh,
is
there a deposit?
Usually I just go in and.
Just go and buy one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put it in my car for me.
Yes.
But I can't get it by car.
Right.
Either.
Now, we also have a smaller one at home that we use. It's not the same size, and we fill it ourselves with our good water, and then we just put it on. And that's probably smaller than 5 gallons. So you're saying 5 gallons, you think it's just, we don't go through it quick enough?
Not over the winter.
Oh, in the summer, maybe
yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
I don't mind taking that over for you.
Well, I haven't been doing it because I can't get it here.
Okay. So right now, in other words, there's no water right now.
There's no water,
okay.
But that's nobody's fault.
No, I understand that.
It's just that I went to get some today and I noticed a green kind of grunge at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
But there wasn't much watering anyway.
I guess maybe just for not being used. I don't know why there's green on the bottom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like drinking out of the same bottled water for a month and a half. You know what I mean? Like if you were to drink out of the
same. I guess. Yeah, I guess at home we don't. That's not a problem. We go through it.
Yeah.
You know?
But as long as you can have somebody to just maybe take that over and.
How is it putting it in? Who puts it on the thing?
Yeah,
it's tricky, right? But you've got that.
I've got that. It's
okay.
Kind of heavy.
Yeah.
As long as,
Okay. Okay. Well, why don't I pick up two? And then can you have room to store one? Or would you rather not?
Yeah,
you'd rather just have one and just call me and say, it's getting empty, I need another one. Okay, that's cool. That's fine.
Thank you.
And it'd be interesting to see if we could get our hands on 3 gallon ones instead of five.
And I'll also see, the one I'll ask him, again, that one we bought it. So then you don't have to, you just have to take it home and fill it up and bring it and you don't have to pay any money. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's heavier, but it's smaller. It's not 5 gallons.
Yeah.
So that might be better. Okay. But I agree. Using that's better than using a bunch of plastic bottles. That's a lot of plastic. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Does anybody have any questions or thoughts?
Did you, there's one other item that Gloria Weber.
Oh, Gloria. Yeah, I think you skipped over that one, Gina.
Well, I wasn't sure if you wanted to cover every single thing, but I can show you the lights. They're pretty incredible. I can run back real quick and just let you see what I'm referring to.
Here, I can help you with that if there's more.
We usually, when it's just Bill and I, we just use the smaller one, but then when the kids come and all that, we have to go on happy because they don't.
I got to believe this.
Oh, look at those.
I don't know why we couldn't do the smaller.
Oh,
my goodness.
Oh, they're really nice.
Oh, aren't they nice?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're really nice. Michelle, trust us. They're really nice.
Oh, my gosh. They're fantastic.
Wow.
Take a picture and text Michelle.
Really nice.
It was very nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those are.
I got it, Dina.
Well, that looked real pretty outside.
She donated them.
Wow.
Wow.
Nice. Very nice.
She said she has a third one, but she's not quite sure she wants to give it to us.
She might want to use it herself.
Right. Right.
They're really neat. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So those are the main items I have. Green Up Day is coming, and I thought we could have Nan participate in Green Up Day, which I forgot to put in my report, but just a heads up.
Do you know what it is? It's May, right?
It's May.
Okay, not sure.
Yeah, it's in all my emails.
Okay.
Okay, anything else?
No.
All right. Do I hear a vote to approve the consent agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve both reports.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Any public comments?
No.
Old business. I have on here meeting for FOL. I have no idea what that means.
Friends of Library.
You know, you don't understand. Okay. So I think, Gina, you and I need to get in touch with Bonnie and Gloria and set that up within the next few weeks or whatever's good for you.
Okay, that'll be fine.
Okay. And you and I can talk about that just so everybody knows we're still, on that and figuring it out. So
Yep.
and the remembrance bench.
Last I talked to Edgar, he was moving forward on that, but he wanted you to take a look at it.
Okay,
So,
I will stop down there.
yes.
And we should go ahead and make up a plaque for what's your name's mother to put on that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Will you handle that?
Yep.
So then when we have the presentation of the remembrance bench, that'll be already be on that.
Okay, that's great.
Okay. I will go over and see Edgar. Okay, any new business? I know new business we pretty much cover in Dina's report, so lawful business. Okay, let's go into executive session.
Did you want to put that off till you were here? When you and I
Yep,
talk?
that's okay. We can do it over the phone.
Okay.
Oh, hold on, I have to pause.
We can begin.
This Thursday.
We're meeting May 1st.
Oh, May Day, May Day.
Does that work for everybody?
Not for
Right.
me. That's not good for you.
No.
Okay. What's good for you?
Thanks.
The time is back to a
The
normal
day of the
time.
week is the day that we want, because that's the day you're open late, right?
I suggest to you, all of you.
I could do the 8th if we push it to the 8th. Amanda.
Okay, so May 8th.
Yeah, the first would be tough for me only because I need to get the new treasurer's the new report from the town, the county report, and the previous month, and they may not have it by the first, so it might be the second or third. So that's kind of tight.
Okay.
Well, then let's make it for the 8th. That way everybody will be comfortable
Is that a Thursday?
and that's good.
can't do the meetings without Amanda anyways.
Oh, I'm working
Plus,
on that. I gotta train someone. It's gonna get tighter.
discussion. Okay, anything else before we close?
Nope.
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting at 7:54.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye, aye, aye.
We're done.
Feel better,
Feel better,
Michelle.
yeah, feel better.